So, to say a few words about mindfulness, the Buddha in the Satipatthana Sutta that this practice is based on saying, there is a most direct way to overcome sorrow, lamentation, and grief, despair, pain, and anxiety, and realize the highest happiness, and that is the establishment of mindfulness. That's pretty amazing. All of those things that are byproducts of this very simple practice of being present for your life. Many of you have been practicing mindfulness for quite some time, so what I say will not be new, but just as this is the way that I see the practice that I was taught many years ago and I like to share. Four aspects that I'll mention briefly. One, seeing things just as they are. The word vipassana is used usually to translate as the practice that we're doing, vipassana meditation or insight meditation. And the word vipassana is a Pali word that simply means to see things clearly, to see things as they are. Which means that you don't have to embellish your experience, make it better than it is or worse than it is. I grew up in New York City, where people often live in superlatives. This is the most intense day of my life, even more than yesterday. Or, wow, this movie is going to blow your mind. You've never seen anything like it. And you ever have that somebody say, this is the greatest movie, and you go and you say, well, it was good, but it wasn't the greatest ever. Well, this is just very refreshing to just call it like it is. Whatever is happening is just what's happening, whether it's a pleasant meditation, doesn't have to be, oh my goodness, any moment enlightenment is just around the corner. It doesn't have to be, if that bell doesn't ring, I'm going to die of boredom in another moment. Just, oh, it's boring right now. Or there's some pain right now. Or there's some ease right now. Just to call it like it is. So refreshing to just not need to make it any better or worse or more intense or less intense than it really is. To see things clearly. Second, to be here in the present moment. This is not where many of us spend a lot of time, as you probably know. We have an amazing capacity to be a little bit ahead of ourselves or behind ourselves or lost in fantasy, past, future, or fantasy. And this is radical to be here, because this is where life is happening. Everything else is secondhand. There's a place for planning in the future, and there's certainly a place for remembering in the past and learning our lessons or remembering things that have moved us or inspired us. But we want to learn more and more that life is happening right now, and to be here right now. So see things clearly, be here in the present. Third, as you're paying attention, or trying to, as best you can, to the present, something becomes increasingly evident, and that is that our experience is continually changing. This might not be news to you, but the more you live from this understanding, the more your relationship to life has a tremendously powerful ease and courage and trust. Because if you keep on reflecting on impermanence, this is one thing that the Buddha said, keep reflecting on impermanence. There's one discourse, the Maggia Sutta, where he mentions five different, I won't go into the list, things to just keep on in mind. And the last one is keep reflecting on impermanence. So that means that no matter how challenging, difficult things get, they're going to change. You will smile again. You will laugh again. It also means that no matter how good things get, they're going to change. Don't need to hold on to them, afraid that they'll be gone. They will sooner or later. But if you keep on reflecting on impermanence as you hold your life in that context, then when things are really good, you don't want to miss them because they'll change. You want to appreciate and really be here for them and let go quite gently and easily. It's okay. And when things are difficult, no matter how challenging they are, they'll change too. And the more you try to resist them, the more you're going to be in a struggle with them. And so knowing that they'll change might give us a little bit more courage to see, oh, how can I learn from this moment? How can I learn from this experience? And so this is the third aspect. One, seeing things clearly, just as they are. Two, being here in the present. Three, seeing the truth of this impermanence of change. And then the fourth aspect of mindfulness that I want to just underscore, I kind of alluded to it before, is being here with your experience without judging it. A non-judging awareness. This is easier said than done, because when we are finally here for our experience, there's usually an editorial comment of yes, or no. If I were running the universe, I'd be doing a much better job than this. So to really be here without your getting lost in the judgments. Now, the problem is, it's not so easy to find the switch that just says, oh, okay, I simply won't judge. If you find that switch, please, again, come up and speak to me. We have this generally running comment on what we like and what we don't like. So here's the secret to this non-judging awareness. It happens very quickly, this judging mind. There you are, noticing your mind has gotten off, and you say, oh, done, I've wandered. And then you notice, oh, that was a judgment. And then you realize, oh, I just did it again. Oh. And there's no end to the layers of judgment you can have, judging and judging the judging and then judging the judging and an infinite regression of judgment. So here's the secret. When you notice there's a judgment, just don't judge it. You can have 15 judgments on top of each other, and at some point you might just notice, oh, and there's judging in the mind. It's okay. I'll be talking more about this judging mind, I think, throughout the retreat. But just know that whenever you find your mind contracted and somehow in a struggle, struggling is extra. And if you're sensing yourself battling with the moment, that's where the kindness comes in. and where you can simply notice, oh, and here's judgment, it's okay. Okay, so with that in mind, let's do a little bit of practice together. And I'll share some simple instructions for now. Just find a posture you can be reasonably still. And let your posture be an expression of upright dignity. I like Thich Nhat Hanh's suggestion of thinking of yourself like a mountain, strong, worthy of respect, here for any changes in the weather. And at the same time as that alert dignity in the posture, let there be a sense of ease and receptivity. And so you might invite any places of tension or holding to soften. Perhaps a quick scan through the body from your head, your face, eyes, forehead, jaw. Just allow to soften and relax down through your neck and shoulders, arms and hands, down through your torso, your chest and belly, and hips and pelvic area, down through your legs, your thighs, your knees and calves, ankles, and feet and toes. And then get a sense of yourself connected to the earth. Feel the earth underneath you. It's here. Feel its support. You might, as another way to get a sense of ease and spaciousness, try another of Thich Nhat Hanh's instructions that I really like, sitting with a soft half smile on your face. Just a slight upcurling of the lips, like a Buddha's smile, that creates some space in the mind and the heart. Just try it. Imagine being a Buddha. You are a Buddha. And then take a few deeper breaths and breathe in a calming energy and let it fill your whole being. And as you breathe out, let go, relax. And then, as you find yourself more here, let the breath find its own natural rhythm. Let the breath breathe you. And as you sit here, just know that you're sitting alive, breathing. Notice how you know that you're breathing. Perhaps you feel it as it enters the nostrils. Or maybe you feel the belly or the chest rising and falling. Or maybe you notice the whole body expanding and contracting. How do you know that you're breathing? Check it out. And for now, at this initial part of the retreat or practice, let that be your home base. There are other options. If the breath is difficult for you, then you can just know that you're sitting here as your home base, or feeling sensations in the body. But if you're okay with the breath, let that be a place where you collect the attention and simply know that you're sitting here breathing. You don't need to block anything out. There can be other things in the background, sounds or sensations or images or whatever is there. Right now, play the awareness game and just see if you can be present for the fact that you're sitting here alive and breathing. As we said before, anytime you realize your mind has drifted off, no problem, no need to judge. Just appreciate that you've come back and let the return be done with great kindness. Begin again. take it like a game. You're simply playing the awareness game. And when you realize you've gone, come on back once again. Hear the bell to end the sitting. Notice the experience of hearing. And then when you're ready to change your posture or open your eyes, let it be a gentle, mindful transition coming out of the stillness. The other important moment besides the time that you're noticing your mind is wandering is the end of the sitting. It's very interesting. Notice right now if there's any comment about how you did. Oh, I was spacey, I was sleepy. Hey, I think I'm pretty good at this. I'm a natural. Just notice if there's some kind of judgment. Don't believe it. Let go of any report card, any evaluation. You just show up as sincerely as you can. That's your end of the deal. And then whatever happens in the meditation is just what happens.